Okay, so this trend really hasn't been around, like full-fledged been around since the 70s, but it looks like it's making a comeback. Thanks. People are blaming millennials for that
yes,
one.
Of course.
It's Nikki Subin, Andy, good morning, 7:01 right now, and it is 13 degrees. We are waking up to a wet one. That rain going to end later on this afternoon, though, and then mostly just clouds to kick off the week. All right, so take some guesses. What do you think it is? What do you think is making a comeback from the 70s when you think of 70s fashion?
Platform shoes.
They've been back. That's already a thing.
For guys, too?
Maybe not for guys so much. No, it is not coming back for guys.
I don't know. I was going to say, like, the mullet or bell bottoms.
Already both back.
Bottoms are back, yeah.
They're back.
Not, okay. Afros?
Maybe not the mullet. The mullet, no.
Afros, yeah.
You're getting closer with the mullet and the afro, though.
Okay.
It is, are you ready for this? The mustache. The stand-alone mustache. No beard, no facial hair anywhere else on your face. A couple big NFL players rocking it these days. This guy who owns a barbershop, two actually really big barbershops in Brooklyn, and he's been grooming men for decades, and he said the beard has actually eased off, and the stash is the new thing, that it is really becoming more and more popular among men just to have the stand-alone mustache.
Does this surprise you?
I don't know. Jack Pearson on This Is Us. He does the mustache, and everybody fell in love with him.
But doesn't that take place in the 80s?
It's very old, absolutely. But you want to marry him now. It doesn't seem like it's like from back in the day.
There's something that just strikes me as being very retro about with a mustache. I don't feel like it's 2000s. You know, I feel like we kind of left it. But when I think about it, I mean, every time I've had facial hair, girls are attracted to it. There's something biologically that girls are attracted to when guys can grow facial hair.
Okay. You just made that up, first of all. You don't know that to be a fact at all. Have you had just a standalone mustache before?
Yes, but only for a couple of days. I couldn't deal with
it. Why'd you get rid of it?
Couldn't deal with myself. Cause I prefer the whole beard.
You didn't like the
chin
look?
And
Yeah, exactly.
I've had uncles that have had mustaches their entire lives. I had an uncle that had a mustache for almost 40 years before he shaved it off.
And you think the ladies loved him?
Well, yeah, I mean, back in the day, like Tom Selleck and Burt Reynolds.
You're
like,
naming all guys that are like in their 80s and up. Naming these old dudes that had mustaches.
Back in the day, that was the look to have.
Nobody's got mustaches anymore. It's not coming back.
That's why we're talking about
it. No, it can't. I'm not
going to
allow
it. Because unfortunately it is. I'm not a fan of it. There are certain people who can pull it off. I will say that. Like, but certain people. But I don't want everybody to now have the mustache thing.
I feel like you either have to be a certain age or have a certain life experience before rocking the mustache. You know, when you see like a younger guy wearing a mustache, you're like, you're not mature enough for that look. Then
people
what are you doing?
Do it a lot for Movember, though.
Oh, yeah.
They do the 30 days.
All right. Right. Nikki, let me ask you this. Maybe, what was it, 5-10 years ago, the long beard, right? Mm-hmm. Like, not wizard
length. The lumberjack beard.
The lumberjack beard wasn't a thing. If I was to ask you, would you be in with two guys that had the lumberjack beard, would you have said yes?
Way back in the day?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Then it became a thing, and we all kind of accepted it, and, you know, we moved on with our lives, and Sam has a long beard. I've got a little bit of a beard. It just became a regular thing. Maybe the mustache is going to become a regular thing.
Maybe it shouldn't. I think it should be. I think it should be something that would be for certain uncles or for certain. Sam, maybe I'm alone on this one, though. Sam seems to believe that the ladies love the stat. Like, whatever you can grow on your face, just do it.
Absolutely.
That's
a good conversation starter, too, right? Even if it looks awkward.
Ladies, what do you think? What do you think? Are you into the mustache? We'll just take a poll and answer this question, okay?
Fair enough.
We'll
see
Montrealers have to say. 92925. The mustache, yay or nay? We'll get to those results coming up in about 5 minutes. All right, so apparently the mustache has made a comeback. The mustache is back. We're getting a lot of texts this morning at 92925. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Good morning. It is 13 degrees right now, about 16 degrees for a high, and that rain is going to end around noon today. So Sam seemed to think that women always love the mustache. Well, you said they love any sort of facial hair.
Yeah, exactly. We got a text at 92925. Yes, I love the mustache look on a guy. It's sexy and dirty looking, especially when they're at the gym lifting heavy weights and grunting and sweating.
Okay,
it's part of a bigger package.
All right. I can't be alone on the note. Him carrying the mustache?
Nah, it just looks like it smells.
All right.
I mean, I'm surprised that we're getting as many texts as we are saying that people are into the mustache. This text from Natalie says, my husband's been rocking his mustache for the better part of a decade, and he looks great. He's 41. We call his mustache the pirate mustache because it's curly. It curls out like an old pirate.
Should never have a nickname for your facial hair. It's just weird.
Some of the nicknames are pretty good, too.
You say you're surprised by how many people say they like the mustache, but the vast majority of people are saying no to the mustache. You're not painting a very fair picture there. We're going to crunch some numbers, and we'll get some exact numbers for you coming up in just a second. second. Amanda, what do you think of the mustache, though?
Oh, no. If I wanted to date Magnum P.I., I would go back to 1985.
We have no current references. It's all from the 80s.
It is. Oh, my God. It's so dated. No, my husband has a beard, and sometimes when he shaves it off, he does that stage where you take off a little bit more, take off a little bit more. And whenever he gets to the mustache phase, I'm like, no, keep going, keep going.
I love it. Thank you so much for calling us this morning. What's your name?
Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, now we've got Carla. Carla, when it comes to the mustache, is that a yay or a nay for you?
Nay.
It's a no.
No, it's a no.
Are you married?
Yes.
And
would you ever let your husband grow a mustache?
No, I'm sorry. That's the porn... The 70s porn stars that have in that era. No. He even tried the Fu Manchu on me one time.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, I will chop it off in
your skin. So he's actually pushing to do a mustache these days.
Yeah, he's like, you know it's back.
I'm back.
Like, no, I don't know. It's like the stash. Everyone's doing it. I'm going to do it. I'm like, no, you're not.
What was it like kissing him when he had the Fu Manchu?
Oh, my God. I couldn't. I thought he reminded me of the wrestler, you know, like the wrestlers.
Hulk Hogan?
I was going to say, you probably didn't kiss him. You probably couldn't even look at him at the time.
I was like, please take that off.
Nice mustache, brother.
Thank you so much, Carla, for chatting with us, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for calling me, guys. You guys are awesome. Have a good one.
Oh, thank you. The Fu Manchu, by the way, is kind of like a handlebar, but there's a little space like in between right underneath the nose.
And there's an optional pinch also below the lip,
and they oftentimes come like way longer than your actual face. Like they come down past your chin and everything.
If you're hardcore.
I was going to say it's gross, but that's a little bit rude. But all of these things, I just think there's just a few people who can pull them off, you know, not everybody.
Totally. Yeah, we've got another text here. I don't mind the look of a mustache. I mind the smell of the last meal that they ate.
Oh,
yeah, because that's
so nasty.
They don't call it a soup strainer for nothing. I mean, half your food does go there.
Okay, so you would know. Sam would know.
I do know.
He does have a mustache, but because it's connected to a goatee, he says he doesn't have a mustache.
Correct.
All right, so what is the result on our text line at 92925?
It's not looking too good for the old lip toupee. There's only about 5% of people that are really into it.
Stay strong, folks.
Those are clearly the women that have been hitting on Sam, I guess, because he said the ladies love it. Thank you so much for your text. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy on the way. Going to hear from Destiny's Child.